Wyoming State Senator Anthony Bouchard has gotten his share of media attention over the last month for a tense exchange with three University of Wyoming students and a professor. It was over a project about how African American males are perceived as dangerous. Since then, Senator Bouchard has publicly critiqued the university for its perceived liberal slant and pervasive anti-gun agenda. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter, Tennessee Watson, has more.
On April 6th, Senator Anthony Bouchard attended a presentation at the Shepherd Symposium on Social Justice at the University of Wyoming. Three African-American students, Desmond Lewis, Tyrell Proby, and Gerard Swan, were presenting a public service announcement they'd produced for their first-year English class. You watch two men walk into a gas station. One guy, played by Lewis, uses the ATM but leaves his cell phone behind. The second, played by Swan, sees the phone, grabs it, and runs outside. Swan hustles down an alley in baggy jeans with the hood on his sweatshirt flipped up. Lewis misinterprets why he's being pursued. It never registers that Swan is trying to return the phone. Lewis draws a gun and fires. Swan lays dead on the ground. The PSA closes with the words, "Be smart before you take a heart." I wasn't there for the original presentation, but I caught their spiel about the project at an event called English Matters. Here's Tyrell Proby.
We live in a society that's driven off stereotypes. And when concealing carry and stereotypes merge, it creates a rise of concern.
And Desmond Lewis says they aren't even against conceal and carry.
I mean, our dads have weapons and we're all for it, but I believe that a lot of incidents that have happened in the past and throughout history could have been prevented if we just had a little bit more strenuous process.
While they are not anti-gun, they'd grown up during a time of increased attention to shootings of unarmed black men, like Trayvon Martin, and they've had their own experiences being treated with suspicion. Tyrell Proby again.
I don't know, just being from Wyoming, a lot of people don't, like, see a lot of black people around and stuff. And so when they're not used to that, they kind of give you that eye, like, whoa, what's that person doing over here and stuff like that.
So when their English teacher, Allison Gernant, asked them to produce a PSA that proposes a solution to a problem relevant to their lives, they focused on encouraging people to think about who they fear and why. Other students did projects on suicide prevention, dog adoption, and the dangers of texting while driving. But Bouchard heard about the now controversial PSA because their presentation at the Shepherd Symposium had conceal and carry in the title. He made the drive to Laramie to make sure a pro-gun perspective was present.
This is a one-sided approach pushing for more gun control. I'm glad that I went out there to show that this was happening.
But it irked him when Gernant, the teacher, stepped into the conversation. Having been raised in Wyoming, she's no stranger to the gun conversation. Things got tense between her and Bouchard, but she says that grappling with ideas is exactly why the state needs more forums, like the Shepherd Symposium.
That's the nature of a university, exposing people to ideas that maybe make them and us uncomfortable.
But Bouchard says she was pushing an anti-gun agenda, which prompted him to question whether the state should be funding her position. Gernant teaches in a program called Synergy. It's for students coming into UW with lower test scores or a lower GPA who need additional academic support. As a way to engage new students without overwhelming them with rigorous research, Gernant asks them to start with personal experience. And that's how Bouchard comes to his opinions, too.
I've lived all over the country. I've seen where self-defense is important, you know, especially in Florida, where there were highway snipers there when I left there.
And in Wyoming, Bouchard's personal experience at the Shepherd Symposium has him concerned about the overall campus climate.
We've only got one view on campus.
President Lori Nichols did oppose a bill co-sponsored by Bouchard to allow concealed carry on college campuses, but it's not as cut and dry as Bouchard says. And he might not know how student, faculty, and staff voices influence policy because he didn't go to UW. So where did you go to college?
I went to Florida Junior College. It's renamed now, but
UW student Benjamin Wetzel is the incoming president of the Student Senate. This past year, he co-authored a bill addressing concealed carry on campus, Wetzel says the Student Senate worked hard to get feedback from students.
Heavy, heavy amounts of student outreach. We had a survey go out this year that had over 1,000 reviews on it. You know, we had 6 days of tabling where we would stand from 9 a.m. until 3, 4 in the afternoon in the union and talk to students, just continual conversations, and it comes out about split.
After gathering input, a group of students went to Cheyenne to present to the Wyoming legislature a pathway to concealed carry on campus with certain considerations, like keeping guns out of laboratories with dangerous substances.
If this is going to go forward, we only want to see it go forward where the decisions on where firearms are allowed to be is made through university policy, not through state policy, because we understand those ins and outs and the living organism that is the University of Wyoming better than anyone else does.
As for the students who made the PSA, Desmond Lewis says they're grateful to be part of a campus community with a lot of different opinions.
We respect open-mindedness, and listening and respect is key if you want to learn and if you want to get through to someone.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.